If the baby boy at Christmas is the mighty God, then you must serve him completely. That's a quote from a pastor whom I admire dearly that I want to leave with you this afternoon. If the baby boy at Christmas is the mighty God, then you must serve him completely. But that's the question, isn't it? Is this true? Is all that we've sung about, is all that we've read true? Now, I'm going to take you back through the service. See if you were paying attention, but just to draw highlights of some of the most amazing truths that we've sung and of what we've read. So let's do the singing bit first. Once in Royal David City, how does it finish? That we won't see Jesus again in a lowly stable. We will see this little baby set at God's right hand on high because of who he is. That he came down from earth to heaven, who is God and Lord of all. Is that true? Then we sang the first Noel. It finishes, then let us all with one accord sing praises to who? Not this tiny little baby, but to our heavenly Lord, who hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with his blood humankind hath bought, rescued, redeemed. In the Star Carol, which the choir so beautifully sang, let us pay our homage at the manger, sing his praise on this joyful Christmas night. Christ is come, what? So that we could all have cute Christmas scenes in our homes? No, Christ came bringing promise of salvation. A starry night. All the angels sang for him. The bells of heaven rang for him. For a baby was born, who? King of all the world. Then in Infant Holy we sang, Christ the babe was born, Lord of all, was born for you. In Silent Night we sang, holy infant, so tender and mild. And Christ the Saviour is born. O holy night, the King of Kings thus lay in a lowly manger. We three kings, what was the last verse? Glorious now, behold him arise, King, God, and sacrifice. Heaven sings alleluia. And then in the one that we've just sang, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. The one we'll sing in about 3 or 4 minutes' time. Hark, the herald angels sing, born that God and man might be reconciled. Now, friends, either that is the most magnificent truth in the world because it actually reflects reality, or we've just sung a whole lot of rubbish. But if it's true that the one born in the manger is God among us, then we must serve him entirely with our lives. What about in the readings? That eventually the offspring of Mary, of Eve, I beg your pardon, would crush the offspring of the evil serpent. Or that in Isaiah 9, that this one, this Jesus to be born, of the end of his government, there will be no end, and there will be righteousness and peace forevermore. In Luke 1, the angel speaking to Mary, this one born to you will be the King of all. In Matthew, when the angel speaks to Joseph, they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. They'll call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. In Luke, for today a Saviour has been born to you. He is Messiah, Lord of all. In Matthew 2, Herod, threatened by the baby because he's been proclaimed as king. In John 1, the Word, God, made flesh, made his dwelling among us. No one has ever seen God, but the one who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father has made him known. Is all of that for real? Or have we been reading rubbish? Friends, if it's true that the baby boy at Christmas is the mighty God, then we must serve him completely. There can be no half measures, can there, if that little boy is God? We can't just think about him sometimes. We can't just give a little bit of ourselves to him. We can't just do it when it suits, when it fits, when it feels right. It must be entire. It's the only appropriate response. If the little boy is the King of Kings, if God has stepped out of the safety of heaven and into our world, then we owe him everything. For why did he come? To draw us back to himself, to offer us forgiveness, to hold out the possibility to us of eternal life should we want it. A free gift of his. Here it is. Do we want it? Come. Come. Receive my love. Come. Enter into my riches. Come. Enter into my joy. Come. Be forgiven. Come. Be reconciled. Come. Have eternal life. If the baby boy at Christmas is the mighty God, then you must serve him completely. If he's not, forget the whole thing. Friends, if you've known the Lord God for a long time, I hope that this Christmas just pulls you ever closer to him and you just stoop down in awe and wonder that God should step into the world and then that Jesus should die on the cross so that you could be his. But if you've never grappled with this message before, if you've never stopped to think of the significance of what we've sung, then this year's the year, because it's either true or it's not. And if it's true, then God deserves your whole heart, life, reverence and honour. Have a great, wonderful Christmas, celebrating God's amazing love and grace and mercy and invitation. Amen.